If you've missed a show, the full audio library is at RadioMD.com. And now back to you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
Brought to you by Morning and Night Multivitamins and YouBeauty.com. It's what's toxic and what's not with Dr. Gary Ginsberg. Every week at this time, Dr. Mike, what do you like to start with his topics today?
Well, the one I love is the pollution in China and the reason that's good.
I thought you might like that, seeing that you go to China yourself and you don't think it's so good. Would you be hoodwinked by these five excuses the Chinese government is making as to why?
Well, actually, I like the one, it binds us together.
Okay, I'll start with that one. So the official Chinese government take on all their heavy pollution lately is that there are five reasons why the Chinese people should feel all this air pollution is good for them, including reason number two, it makes China more equal. So everybody has to deal with bad air, so it equalizes everybody, whether they're high class or low class. Of course, some people can get into their luxury cars or luxury apartments and have and be able to escape it to some degree. My favorite, though, is Chinese people are funnier when they are contending with deadly smog, because they make jokes and wisecracks such as, we've never been farther away when we hold hands on the street and I can't see you. So the Chinese, the haze makes Chinese people more knowledgeable, because now they're suddenly more aware of meteorology, geography, chemistry, and even history somehow. And what's one more? It makes Chinese people feel more unified, because everyone feels like, from big cities to small towns, everyone feels like they're in it together. So it makes everyone, it's nice to have a common enemy, I guess, except when it's damaging everybody's lungs just as they speak. So I don't think that any of these are a good reason to go to China without a good air mask.
And you did bring up that it shortened lifespan about 5.5 years, and that's the older pollution. This is actually more dense lately, and it's both because of the air currents and apparently the as industry grows and as it becomes more, if you will, the cities become more populated, there seems to be more pollution.
Well, the people are driving more cars as the standard of living has increased, and they're just not prepared for the clogging, the congestion on the roads.
How much is due to the cars? How much is due to the coal-fired power plants? Is it mostly due to cars? And couldn't they go to all electric cars over time?
They are planning to go more EV, but they have not ramped up for that. And so, in the South, where they don't have that much coal-fired power plants, the air pollution lately has been just as bad. So I think it's because of population growth in the automobile.
Okay, Gary, talk about how we coexist with Christmas trees at this time of year.
Yeah, well, Christmas trees are overall a very good thing for the spirit and the soul of Christmas past, Christmas future. However, there are some hazards. And, you know, statistically, this time of the year, there is an increased rate of accidents from falling, and that has to do with not only decorating the tree from a ladder and falling off that into the tree, but also decorating your house. So be careful about that. Fires, Christmas trees are generally a fire hazard because you're stringing up bulbs. People have candles often in the same room, and Christmas trees, as they dry out in your house, are pretty flammable, especially the needles. And so it doesn't take much for a Christmas tree to go up. Fire hazards are increased this time of the year, statistically. And then the other one is mold. So you are actually bringing moldy vegetation into your home if you are bringing in a cut Christmas tree that's been sitting around in a lot for a couple of weeks, and mold will grow on it, and then you bring it into a warm living room, and the mold takes off. And so statistically, people have greater amounts of nasopharyngeal symptoms and colds and coughs this time of the year, not only because the house is dry, but also because you're bringing a moldy tree into your house.
All right, so what would you advise somebody to do, fake or real?
Well, you know, fake trees have their issues, too, because sometimes they could have lead in the plastic. Plastic does have plasticizers. I would say a fresh-cut tree is better than one that's been sitting around a lot. So if you cut it yourself, that's better in terms of the mold situation. Plastic trees are okay. I just wouldn't leave it up for a real long time. You know, there's a lot of other plastic in your house that could be creating plastic dust all over the place. But I would go for the natural fresh cut.
Okay. Camp Lejeune is making news, right, in one of your stories. What's going on there?
Well, I've talked about Camp Lejeune before as a place where roughly a million GIs have spent time at a home base in basic training. And the problem with that is that there's been a ton of groundwater pollution historically since the 1940s and 50s at Camp Lejeune in North Carolina. And they were drinking the water, they were bathing in the water, families were living on the base. So right now there's about 200,000 people who are complaining and are being tracked for their health conditions. Now, the National Academy of Sciences, the most prestigious scientific body in the land, about 3 years ago came out with a report that said that you'll never be able to untangle all the people, all their exposures, all their health effects. Nobody's ever going to be able to create a smoking gun out of Camp Lejeune. So that sort of, you know, gave a big sigh of relief to the military. They're not going to get sued. And unfortunately, that was unfortunate for all the plaintiffs who are claiming damages. Well, now a new study just came out from the government, not the National Academy, but from the government, saying that they can, in fact, link people's exposure, the military military soldiers' exposure at Camp Lejeune to neural tube defects in childhood leukemia. So a couple of early life developmental things that are seem to be related to the trichloroethylene, a solvent that was heavily used at Camp Lejeune that they let get into the groundwater, as well as benzene. Linked, which is known to be a leukemiagen and a reproductive hazard. And now they are connecting the dots to those chemicals. So this is a warning sign to all of us to test our groundwater to make sure we don't have these things, because they don't taste, they don't smell, you wouldn't know it. So make sure if you're on a private well that you test for these kinds of solvents. And for the people at Camp Lejeune, I think the story is just getting started.
All right. Give me a minute on your story about kids and road pollution.
Yeah, well, if you send your kids to daycare or to a school, you want to really look to see how much traffic pollution, diesel bus exhaust is going on, because kids in developing lungs are very sensitive to these kinds of irritants and particulate pollution. And we know that communities that are really close to heavy to busy roadways, there's more asthma. And in this particular study in Washington State, they found over 100 daycare centers that were too close to high sources of air pollution, busy roadways, and that the siting rules and regulations they have for siting a daycare center weren't being followed. And that's a study in Washington State that I think has relevance and ripple effect for across the country. We just have to be smarter about our roads and where we're putting kids.
That's Dr. Gary Ginsberg. What's toxic and what's not? His website's terrific. Fantastic information. What's toxic.com. What's toxic.com. Coming up after the break, more of the top medical news stories of the week. The best fruit. What is the best fruit you can have? And the FDA with an edict to farmers about antibiotics to fatten up livestock. What that's all about, Dr. Gary. Dr. Mike Roizen will talk about that. We'll spend some time answering your email questions. And Dr. Mike's free email answers at udocs@gmail.com. Y-O-U-D-O-C-S @gmail.com. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Mike Roizen on Radio MD. Stay well.